was Dr. Letitia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDC Dating is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. We're on with our sexy chef, Rocky Fino, who's the author of We'll Cook for Sex, and he's got a great recipe for breakfast for us. Is that right?
You got it.
So tell us what's the name of this recipe.
This is money time. You know, we're talking about, breakfast time in the morning, waking up with her that morning, and it's always what I look forward to, but at the same time, you ever notice, it's a very unnerving moment.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, what a great night. Now what?
What can be better than last night?
Yeah, that's right. But you know what, I think what's really cool is wanting to leave her with a lasting impression.
Yes.
So now I'm thinking, okay, what do we do how about a wonderful breakfast?
Okay, so we're not talking like the donkey from Shrek and waffles, right?
Yeah, that's right. No. We're gonna do a nice breakfast, and you know what? That'll leave her talking to her friends that afternoon, bragging about what a great guy you are.
Okay.
At least that's the hope.
That's the hope, yes. If you follow the recipe. Okay.
Now this one, everybody appreciates a good Eggs Benedict.
Yes.
You know, they hit the when they're going out to breakfast, and Eggs Benedict always catches your eye on the menu. So, but I'm gonna do it with a little twist.
Okay.
Call it the Kingfish Benedict.
Great.
I'm gonna substitute a couple items here and make it a little different, and a little something that she's probably gonna probably hasn't had before. And again, like I said, hopefully leave her talking to herself.
Okay, let's go down the ingredients list first.
Okay, this one's pretty easy shopping list. We're going to hit the market. We need some eggs.
Yes.
Now you're going to get the 2 eggs per, so you're going to need 4 eggs total. Going to get 1 croissant.
Okay.
A nice, a fresh croissant.
Soft one?
Soft.
Okay.
Going to get some fresh dill.
Okay.
It's an herb you'll find in the produce section.
Beautiful. They're usually packaged.
Little package, yeah. They sell them in those little plastic packages at most markets.
Okay.
And that's all you need is just one little package. Now, we're going to use hollandaise sauce. Now, personally, I prefer canned hollandaise sauce. There are a couple of good brands I like. One of them is in my neck of the woods is Aunt Penny's.
Aunt Penny's? Okay.
And another one that you'll find a lot of places is Reese's.
Okay.
Those packaged powder hollandaise sauces never worked for me.
Okay.
I mean, if you got really a technique that you can make that work for you, that's great.
But you really want to go for something in a jar.
And we're making this a simple breakfast, so we're not going to make our own hollandaise sauce from scratch.
Okay.
It's a little trickier. So we're going to use a little can. Like I said, Aunt Penny's is a good one. But I'm sure there's other brands on the shelf in certain areas of the country that are different. But one package will do.
Yes.
Smoked salmon's got a nice, it's a rich flavor to it, so it's not like you need a ton of it.
Right. You just need a little, and you can really taste.
Little goes a long way with smoked salmon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I want to prep everything before we get to our cooking the eggs, because when you.
Okay. So the egg is actually the last thing we're going to cook.
You bet. Because otherwise, your egg go cold.
Yes.
So we're going to chop up, we're going to take the dill. You need about 2 to 4 sprigs. Very similar to other herbs, we're going to remove
the stem?
The leaves from the stem.
Oh, the leaves from the stem, okay.
And discard the stem. And then, like I said, do it for about 2 to 4 sprigs. Save a couple extra sprigs for a nice garnish.
Okay. So
it looks good on the plate, but at the end, just lay an extra.
And maybe at the end you can talk about that, decorating a plate.
You bet.
How to arrange something.
You bet. So now we're going to chop up, go ahead and finally chop up the dill.
Okay.
And then we're going to mix it into the hollandaise sauce. So you're going to use take about 2 to 3 tablespoons of hollandaise sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And then mix the dill from the two sprigs.
Yes.
Into the sauce.
Okay.
And save a little extra chopped dill. We're going to sprinkle just a touch on top. But you're going to mix it into the hollandaise sauce. And then we're going to take you can either use a small saucepan, it's not much, or a very easy method is just take it in a microwave, mix it in a microwavable dish.
Okay.
And just put it, we're going to put that in the microwave.
Okay.
We're just going to heat it. All we're trying to do is warm up the hollandaise sauce. Don't bring it to a boil. You're just going to give it 20, 30 seconds in the microwave. Just give it a little warm.
Okay, so we're just trying to heat it up. We don't have to cook it.
You got it.
Okay.
Take your croissant, slice it lengthways in half.
Okay.
And we're going to toast it, either toast it in the, lightly toast it, either in the in your toaster,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to put it in an oven at a low temperature, you know, 250, 300, and let it sit there for a few minutes. The toaster works better. It gives it a little, you know, it's quicker and easier if you got the toaster.
Okay.
So we're going to lightly toast. You could drop that croissant in the toaster. Now, as that's toasting, we're gonna use our intermittent egg pan.
Okay.
Everybody has their own terms, you know, in the cooking world, but that's an egg pan.
Yeah, so we're going to get that small. We don't need the huge frying pan.
No, because we're going to do small. We're going to do two eggs at a time.
Okay.
And we're actually, a lot of time, you know, eggs, Benedict's, traditionally a poached egg.
Right.
You could do that. That's a variety you can use. We're going to use a fried egg for this, just for a twist.
Okay.
So we're going to take 1 tablespoon of butter and heat the pan over a low heat. You don't want high heat on eggs.
Okay.
High heat's going to create, they're going to burn and brown on the edge and make them real crispy.
Okay.
Which you don't want.
Okay.
Going to let that butter melt, and when you see that butter evenly melted in your egg pan, swirl it around the pan, coat the pan, and then gently crack 2 eggs into the pan.
Okay. Now when you say gently crack, what does that mean?
Gently crack means you're trying to keep the yolk together.
Okay.
That means don't smash the egg on the side of the pan and open the shell and have the yolk break and everything like that.
Okay.
And don't drop it from 2 feet above the pan.
Okay.
You can when you're cracking an egg, you can either go on the you can use the edge of the pan, or you can use even a countertop.
Okay.
You know, the tile countertop next to it.
Yes.
Give it a light, you know, hit. Well, you don't want the egg to break in your hand. You want it to fracture the shell, and then when you put your you get low over the pan. And you ease the egg out. You split the eggshell that you've cracked and let the egg ease into the pan.
Okay.
We're not talking. It's not difficult. It's just, like I said, you take an extra caution just to, you know, make sure, because we're trying to keep the yolks together.
Okay.
Which, you know, when you're eating a Benedict and you cut through the yolk, you know, provides,
that's
again,
part
of the flavor, you bet.
Okay.
Now, cooking an egg over easy is... As you get better with eggs, you learn to flip them from the pan.
Okay.
If it's your first time cooking an egg, I'm not recommending it.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, while you're cooking your egg, it's only a couple minutes in the pan. Now, one method to really make the egg even and keep it from getting that crispy brown edge that sometimes happens,
mm-hmm.
is to take the pan by the handle while it's cooking, after it's set up, when it's still translucent and liquid, you know, let it get white.
Okay.
But as it's setting up white, lightly, just gently swirl the pan and see if you can get your eggs moving in the pan.
Okay.
You've got butter coating it. Now, when you get that going, now your eggs are not sticking to the pan.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this requires I prefer a nice nonstick pan.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a nice one. You can buy an inexpensive nonstick pan, but Teflon pans work great for this.
Okay.
So you get a little swirl going on your egg. Again, if you're to an advanced level of cooking, not even advanced, but if you've practiced this, you can flip the egg from the pan without a spatula.
Okay.
2 eggs is tricky to flip with a spatula. You kind of need a wide one.
Okay.
And you got to kind of work it over. If you're not ready to flip an egg in a pan, another method you could use is just put a lid on it.
Okay.
eggs are funny. What's great about eggs is everybody at some point in time, every guy, every woman, at some point in time in college, in a dorm room situation, or, you know, when they're getting, you know, even in high school, making breakfast for themselves, going to school, they've dealt with eggs.
Yes.
Now, a lot of guys will say, whew, all I know how to do is scramble, because they haven't really put any effort into it. But, you know, many of us have dealt with an over-easy egg.
Yes.
So I'm kind of belaboring this point, but I want to make sure, you know, the idea that you do what you can to keep the yolks together.
Okay. That's the main thing.
How
it looks and...
Yeah, you know, it's a very, you know, and the one extra method that most people don't know is if you get that egg swirling in the pan, just lightly, moving around in the pan, it keeps it from getting that brown skin on it.
Okay. Awesome. That's a great tip. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's just the swirl. And you don't realize. And once you get it swirling, when you're cooking an egg and you get it swirling, you're like, wow, this is cool. It's like moving around all together, and it's easy.
It's easy. Okay.
Pinch of salt. You know, when I'm cooking an over-easy egg, I like to throw a little pinch of salt and pepper on the egg right there in the pan.
All righty.
Now we're going to lay our toasted. We're going to lay down our toasted croissant on the plate. Take a slice or two of the smoked salmon, cover the croissant. Lay on the croissant.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to take straight from the pan, just ease your eggs on top of the smoked salmon. So you've got croissant, smoked salmon, two fried eggs.
Okay. Wow.
Now take your hollandaise that you heated up in the microwave, mm-hmm. and just spoon a couple spoonfuls of hollandaise with the dill in it. Drizzle over the egg and salmon croissant. Take a pinch of the extra chopped dill that you've left out. Sprinkle that on top of the combination. You have a nice little plate. Take a sprig or two of the dill. Just lightly set it on the side of the croissant. I like to just tuck the stem underneath the croissant so you see the, what do you want to call it, the leaf, the flower of the dill,
mm-hmm,
without the stem. Just give it an appearance. Mm-hmm. We're not getting crazy on garnish. You know, you go to some restaurants that are, you know, they're very masterful and they have all these tools in the kitchen that they can make beautiful decor of a plate. At home, we just want to make our plate look good.
Okay.
You eat with your eyes. So you'd like to take a moment to do, you know, a little something to garnish your plate.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, another trick would be to decoratively fan out some sliced fruit.
Okay. That's just simple.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It could be strawberries, could be oranges, could be apples. Slice it and just, you know, use your artistic abilities to just lay it out, make it look good. Add color to the plate. If you didn't do any fruit, which I wasn't, you know, I didn't tell you to shop for any. Just like I said, lay your dill decoratively on the plate. And when you set this plate down in front of her, she's going to be impressed because you've got a neat color combination. You've got your croissant and you have your beautiful smoked salmon. Nice, well done, you know, egg that's not brown and skinned. It's a good looking white fried egg,
mm-hmm.
and a nice, you know, dill hollandaise on top.
Awesome. So it was a beautiful presentation and a great breakfast and a great way to start the day.
You bet. Now, what's cool about this one, too, as opposed to a traditional eggs benedict that's done on a is what the croissant is soft.
Okay.
And a lot of times you don't even need the knife to cut through you can actually fork through the egg. Salmon and croissant.
Okay, so you don't have to chop it up.
Yeah, you don't have to chop it up. It's, you know, it's a nice one to eat. I think it's, I mean, like I said, breakfast, a nice breakfast the morning after leaves everybody feeling good. And I think, you know, I'm telling you, it's like, you know, the girl club review later that day when she's calling her friends to tell about her evening. She's going to bring that up. She's going to brag about, well, you wouldn't believe it. He cooked me this killer breakfast, and, you know, the jealousy.
It wasn't a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, that's right. The jealousy will form with the friends. They'll be like, wait a minute. Who is this guy?
Well, this sounds like a very delicious recipe. Also, very simple. We've learned the trick of how to keep the eggs from browning and getting the brown on the edge. So now we've learned a new trick, and we've also learned a little bit about how to decorate our plate. So this is awesome. This is Rocky's Kingfish Benedict, a wonderful breakfast recipe for you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Looking forward to going through them all.
Okay. This is Dr. Leticia Wright for IDCDating.com. IDCDating.com is where we're creating multicultural relationships every day. Remember, ignore...